Peck Sister, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 21, 1898. Dear Sister Peck, we sympathize with you in your bereavement and widowhood. I have passed over the ground that you are now traveling and know what it means. How much sorrow there is in our world. How much grief. How much weeping. It is not right to say to the bereaved ones, "Do not weep." It is not right to weep. Such words have little consolation in them. There is no sin in weeping. Although the one who passes away has been for years a sufferer because of weakness and pain, yet that does not wipe away the tears from our eyes. Our loved ones die. Their accounts with God are sealed up. But while we consider it a serious, solemn thing to die, we must consider it a much more solemn thing to live. Every day of life is freighted with responsibilities which we must bear. Our individual interests, our words, our actions are making impressions upon those with whom we are connected. We are to find our consolation in Jesus Christ. Precious Savior, He was ever touched with human woe. We lay away our dead from our sight, but the mind still ponders. But there are things in this world worse than death, which many have to bear. In accepting humanity, our Redeemer took upon Himself every phase of sorrow. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Isaiah 53, verse 3. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Christ had sorrows that we cannot follow Him in. He trod the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with Him. His greatest sorrow was because those for whom He had made so infinite a sacrifice did not appreciate the value that Christ places upon every soul. No one can estimate the worth of the soul as can he who made the expiatory, atoning sacrifice, that fallen man might stand on vantage ground with God. The only begotten Son bound up His life interest for eternity with every soul who will come to Him and receive Him by faith. Hear what He says. I give unto them eternal life, and none shall pluck them out of My hands. John 10, verse 28. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Cling to the source of your strength. In Him, our hope of eternal life is centered. Our life is hid with Christ in God. It is the truth as it is in Jesus that sanctifies, refines, and purifies the soul. All our works are wrought in and through the efficiency of Jesus Christ. We do not hold Christianity, but by having Christianity in the character. It is Christianity that holds us. If we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we shall reveal to others what Christianity has done for us. And in the heavenly records will be traced opposite our names. We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. We do not work the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works us, enabling us to grow in graceful proportions, a holy temple unto the Lord. We need to have a clearly defined faith, of which the Word of God is the foundation. The question was asked John by one of the elders, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they?" And I said, "Sir, thou knowest? And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 7, verse 13 to 17. My sister, in all your perplexities and sorrows, never, never forget that Christ is your personal Savior, that your interests are bound up with His heart of infinite love. Let nothing of a worldly character interpose between you and your Savior. The invitation is given. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Christ has consecrated the grave by passing through death. The Lord Jesus broke the fetters of the tomb and proclaimed over the rent sepulchre of Joseph, I am the resurrection and the life. John 11, verse 25. The grave is consecrated by His presence. Footsteps of Him that bore the cross are traceable in His life and testify to His character. Is your life hid with Christ in God, my dear sister? If we are bound up with His life in a living experience here, we shall never be forgotten. For we shall be quickened by Him who is the life of all who believe. He is the life. He gives new life to everyone who follows Him. Ye are complete in Him. We are homeward bound, my sister. We are almost home. Look not now upon the things which are seen, but upon the things which are unseen. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal. Look upward. Fix your eyes upon your Savior. There is simplicity in all that Jesus said and did. We need to preserve the simplicity of true godliness. The Lord calls upon the members of your household to be children of God, true to principle. Jesus loves you. He died for every member of your family. Shall it be said of any of these that He died for them in vain? God forbid. Let every one be prepared to meet Christ in peace. In much love. Postscript. We are much pleased to have your daughter a member of our family. She is helping me to prepare books for the press. I have long wanted just the help she can give us. She is pleased with her home. We have a pleasant family, and we are all seeking the blessing of God and working harmoniously. I thank the Lord for the help that she can be to me. If I could see you, I would have words to speak that might be more acceptable than these traced with my pen. Christ comes as a comforter to all who believe. He invites your confidence. He says, Abide in me. John 15, verse 4. Surely we may trust in our loving Savior. You can say, Yes, my Savior, in Thee I can and will trust. I will abide in Thee. Then how trustfully you can work in His presence. Your works will be but the fruit of Christ working in you. You may rest in what Christ can do for you, and the energies of your soul will be awakened to cooperate with Him. He will work in you to do His good pleasure. May the blessing of the Lord abide with you, is the prayer of your sister.